You have heard it said, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not rise up against an evildoer. Rather, whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turns the left cheek to him also. What does that mean? Does that mean you have to be a doormat? Just let people walk all over you? Whoever wants to persecute you to take your robe, let him have your coat also? That doesn't make sense. So if people just walk up to me, I need to be like Ned Flanders in The Simpsons. Homer is like, give me your grill. Okie dokie. I'll give you my fridge also, and I'll give you my car. No, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean you have to be a doormat and just give everything to people who ask of you. It goes on to say, whoever asks you to walk 1 mile, walk 2. And give to those who ask from you. And do not turn away from those who wish to lend from you. See, everything has to be taken into context and proportion. When he says, you know, in verse 39, chapter 5 of Matthew, whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn him the other cheek also. Yeah, that's a one-time thing. He doesn't tell you to keep turning other cheek and another cheek and another cheek and let him walk all over you. What he is saying is don't be so quick to judge. Don't be so quick to seek vengeance. Let him have his fun. Remember that God is the judge. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. What he's saying basically is have some margin. Give some grace. Somebody wronged you once, let it go. Wink at his evil deeds. Wink at that theft, wink at that insult, and turn the other cheek as if that never happened. But he doesn't say you have to keep winking if he does it again. See, you let something go once. You know, there is a great movie with John Wayne, Rio Bravo. He's helping his deputy that had turned into a drunk. And the movie starts with the deputy hitting John Wayne over the head with a log. Knocks him out. And then later in the movie, he slaps him. And John Wayne says, now listen here. I let you do it once. I let you do it twice. You do it again, and I'm gonna kick your butt. He doesn't say those exact words, but you get the point. He winks at something that goes on once, maybe even twice. But you don't make a habit off of it. And allow yourself to be abused and used and misused. Now, that is not what Yeshua said. If someone keeps stealing from you, eventually you better call him to justice. You better take him to trial, take him to court. But, you know, if someone just kind of, you know, you own a convenience store, you see someone just kind of picks up, a child looks a little hungry, a homeless person looks a little hungry, you see him take something, put it in his coat. It's really a matter of personal judgment. But he says, you know, they slap you once, fine. Now, if they do it again, that's another story. Now it's like, now you stop right there. I let you do it once, but this time I'm holding you to justice. See, and God kind of gives us the same benefit. See, God winks at our ignorance. If we commit a sin unknowingly, we repent, that's fine. But if now you do it again, after you got away with it, it's not gonna go well with you. God winks at your ignorance once, but not 70 times. Now, he will forgive you should you repent. But if you just keep doing the same thing, thinking that you can get away with it, with the evil intent of your heart, you will most certainly face judgment. See, it goes into the next verse where he says, whoever wishes to persecute you to get your coat, to get your robe, let him have your coat also. See, if somebody argues with you, it doesn't mean just someone in the street, you know, that points a gun at you, give me a robe, man. You're like, here, have my coat too. It's more of a, if you are debating with someone, he says that you owe him money. Give me my money and da 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 da. And if there's a debate on how much you owe him, just to remove the doubt, and just to win your peace, to gain the peace that follows with not having to deal with that person, to put that question beside you, to put that issue behind you, it is worth to you. Give him more than what he claimed that he is owed. Give him your coat also. Because you don't need those things, really. You will survive. You know, I had a situation like that happen to me before. When I was working with someone, we had a business together, a mall. And he did some stuff. I'm not going to get into the details, but he said that I owed him money. Even though I didn't. But just to have the peace of mind and to get out of that relationship so that I will never have to speak to him again, never have to face him again, I gave him the money out of my own personal account. I was like, you know what? Here you go. Take the money and I want nothing to do with you. See, he wanted this amount. I gave him extra and I said, I never want to hear from you again. And I bought my peace with the extra price, the extra money that did not belong to him. He was not owed that money, but to me, my peace was more valuable. It was of a higher importance than the money that he so worshipped. See, he tells you, do not store up treasures on this earth. Like Stephen just said in his message. Why would I worship money and fight with someone over money? If they point a gun at me, they want my wallet, go ahead. Why should I die over such trivial and unimportant items, such as a wallet, a credit card, cash? These things are dead. They're plastic, they're paper. Why would you give up your human life for a piece of paper unless you worship that piece of paper and that is your God? See, you cannot serve two masters, like Stephen said. Really, like Yeshua said. We just quote what Yeshua said. This is not our words. We don't make any of this up. We're just repeating what he said because apparently it is too complex for you and too burdensome for you to actually read it for yourself and study. Because if you were, we wouldn't need to teach you that because you would already know. But as it is, you don't. So that is why we're here. But anyway, give to those people. Somebody points a gun, somebody points a knife, somebody wants to take you, whatever. Let him. And trust in the Lord to deliver you. Don't fight with them. Let them get whatever they want. If they come to you, want to lend from you, you see that they're needy, you see that they're in a position that they need a loan, they need to lend something, well, why not? You know they're not going to pay you back, but you see that they're needy. So, as a matter of fact, why don't you give it to them and say, don't worry about it. It's a gift from me to you. Now, how often have you done that? Somebody who wishes to lend is like, hey man, can you spot me 50 bucks? You know what? Here you go. Here's a 50. Don't worry about it. Happy New Year. Right? That's the principle behind it. To do justly. Because it all begins, the parable begins with, you have heard it said, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Now, that is the law. It is correct. That is the principle of justice. And yet, what Yeshua teaches us is to go above and to have mercy, grace, and compassion, to be more likened to our Heavenly Father. See, if it was eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, we would already be dead for all the sins we have committed. Yet He has compassion on us, right? He paid the penalty for our sins, for our judgment. So why can't you have some grace and compassion on your fellow man? And that is really the entire teaching of Yeshua. First, you got the law, the dead letter of the law, strict rules and regulations. This is how it is. But even within the law, there is room for grace and compassion for those who hold fast to it, for those who have a repentant heart, for those who humble themselves before God. Does it not work the same in the court of law? If you walk up to the judge, or even to the officer who pulls you over. I got pulled over many times. I'm not bragging about it, but you know, I have been somewhat of a reckless driver in my youth. And the cop pulled me over, driving 80 on a 55. Now that's a bad traffic felony. And yet, as soon as he pulled me over, I told him, "Officer, I'm sorry. I know I sped up. I was excited. It was my day off. I wanted to go down to the beach, and I was just, I know I shouldn't have done that. I repent." You know, I didn't say that word repent, but that's what I did. I repented. You don't have to say you repent. You just repent. And the officer said, "Listen, you know what? That's fine. I can tell, and I appreciate that you're taking responsibility. You're not trying to get away with it. You just own what you've done. So I'm going to go easy on you. Instead of saying you drove 80 and a 55, I'll say you drove 80 and a 65, which is a much lesser offense. And therefore, your fine will be much decreased and you will only get a few points rather than a lot." He was taking my repentant heart and the fact that I owned my mistake into consideration. And he himself lowered the penalty because I did not fight him. I did not resist. I did not go, "Well, what did I do, officer?" Like all of those arrogant, prideful fools. And the cop showed me mercy. Even though he was right to give me that bigger fine, I did drive 80 and a 55. But again, because I was humble enough, I owned my mistake, I admitted it, and I was repentant, he showed me mercy. And if a cop can do that, a flawed human being can show you these principles of compassion and mercy, do you not think that your Heavenly Father, the creator of the law, can do such a thing? What does he really ask of you but to repent of your sins, acknowledge that you were wrong, own what you've done, don't argue and pretend like you don't know, and turn away from your wicked ways? That's it. That's all he wants. But you are so prideful and wicked and arrogant that you're not even willing to do that. What can he do with you but give you the full extent of the law and its punishment that says eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth? That is the law. See, if the cop would have given me that high fine, well, what can I say? That is the law. I broke the law. And that is what is written. That is the punishment written in the law for this kind of offense. It says death. The reward of sin is death. The wages of sin are death. So what do you want? This is the law. You can't complain that you get what the law says. You can only rejoice when you are shown compassion, mercy, and grace and get a lesser judgment than what the law says you deserve. But that only happens if you repent, if you humble yourself, and if you yourself are merciful, because Yeshua said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they themselves will be shown mercy." See, the cop was merciful to me. He saw I was repentant. He gave me mercy. And I'm sure that if he repents of his sins, God will show him mercy as well. Hallelujah. So you have to take everything into consideration. Don't be a doormat, but also don't be stingy, strict. The law is the law. And fight everyone and persecute everyone over every tiniest thing. If you do not show mercy, you will not be shown mercy. So think about that and repent and humble yourselves, because judgment is right around the corner. Hallelujah.
Sing holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, eyes, open the eyes of my heart, eyes. I want to see you. 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 I want to see you.